What's going on? What's happening? My name is Chef Mac B. I rep Mac Smokey's Barbecue. You can find me on social media via IG at Mac Smokey Barbecue. No hashtag, no underscore. I know you're looking forward to our second episode of our Grill and Chill podcast. We're going to be dealing with appetizers. Hey, finger licking good when it comes to finger foods, and the small palates can be big for your plate. But today we're going to do a special edition. For those who may not be quite familiar with the things that are going on right now, I know a lot of you are or should be aware as regards to COVID-19 or aka the coronavirus. This is just a small segment just to keep you guys aware on what it is, what are the symptoms, what can we do to kind of prevent ourselves from catching it and even preventing the spread of it. Also, when it comes to as regards to any info we might get as regards to food. Now, for those that don't know, this is coming via the World Health Organization or the WHO. What is the coronavirus? Well, it's a large family of viruses that can cause illness in animals or humans. When it comes to people, several coronaviruses are known to cause respiratory infections, ranging from the common cold to more severe diseases like MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or SARS, Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. The most recent discovered coronavirus causes coronavirus disease, COVID-19. That is the one we're all familiar with. Now, what is COVID-19? This is an infectious disease caused by the mostly recent discovered coronavirus. This new virus and disease was unknown before the outbreak began in Wuhan, China, on December 2019. Now, what are the symptoms? Well, the most common symptoms of this particular infection is fever, tiredness, and a dry cough. Some people may have aches and pains, nasal congestion, runny nose, sore throat, or diarrhea. Now, these symptoms, they can be mild and begin gradually, but some people become infected and not even develop any symptoms and don't feel unwell at all. They'll probably still be feeling perfect. Most people, probably about 80%, recover from the disease without needing any type of special treatment. Around 1 out of every 6 people who gets COVID-19 become seriously ill, and they develop difficulty breathing. Now, older ones, our elderly, and those with underlying medical problems like high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes, they're more likely to develop serious illness. People with fever, cough, and difficulty breathing should seek medical attention immediately. Now, how does COVID-19 spread? Well, people can catch this from others who may have the same virus. This disease can spread from person to person through small droplets from the nose and mouth, which are spread when a person with COVID-19 coughs or exhales. The droplets land on objects and surfaces around the person. Other people then catch it by touching these objects or surfaces, then touching their eyes, mouth, or nose. People can catch COVID-19 if they breathe in droplets from a person with COVID-19 who coughs out or exhales droplets. This is why it's so important that you stay more than 1 meter, 3 feet, away from a person who is sick. Now, what can you do to protect yourself and prevent the spread of this disease? Well, stay aware of the latest information as regards to this outbreak. It's available on the World Health Organization website and through national and local public health authority. So many countries around the world have seen cases of COVID-19, and several have seen huge outbreaks. Now, authorities in China and some other countries have succeeded in slowing or stopping these outbreaks. However, this situation is unpredictable, so check regularly for the latest updates. Now, here's some ways that you can reduce your chances of being infected or spreading the COVID-19. Take these simple precautions. Regularly and thoroughly clean your hands with an alcohol-based hand rub, or even wash them with soap and water. So important. Washing your hands with soap and water or using an alcohol-based hand rub can kill viruses that may be on your hands. Try to maintain at least 3 feet distance between yourself and anyone who is coughing or sneezing. Why is that? When someone coughs or sneezes, they spray small liquid droplets from their nose and mouth, snot and boogers, which may contain viruses. If you are too close, you can breathe in the droplets. This includes COVID-19, if the person coughing has the disease. You have to avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Why is that? Hands touch so many surfaces and can pick up the viruses easily. Once contaminated, hands can transfer the virus to the eyes, nose, and mouth. From there, the virus can enter your body and can make you sick. Make sure you and your people follow good respiratory hygiene. This means covering your mouth and nose with your elbow, bent, or tissue when you sneeze and cough. If you happen to use a tissue, dispose of the tissue immediately. Why? Droplets spread virus. By following good respiratory hygiene, you protect the people around you from viruses like the cold, flu, and COVID-19. If you're not feeling well, stay home. If you got a fever, cough, or difficulty breathing, seek medical attention and call in advance. Follow the directions of your local health authority. Why? National and local authorities have the most up-to-date information concerning the situation in your area. By calling in advance, you allow your health care provider to quickly direct you to the right health facility. This can also protect you and help prevent the spread of this virus and other infections. Keep up to date with the latest COVID-19 hotspots, whether it's cities or local areas where it is spreading widely. If possible, avoid traveling to places, especially if you are older, if you have diabetes, heart, or lung disease. Why is that? You have a higher chance of catching COVID-19 in one of these areas. Now, are you likely to catch COVID-19? The risk depends. It depends where you are, and more specifically, whether there's an outbreak unfolding there. For most people in the locations, that risk of catching COVID-19 is still low. But there are now places around the world, whether it be cities or areas, where the disease is spreading rapidly. For people living in or visiting these areas, the risk of catching COVID-19 is higher. Governments and health authorities are taking vigorous action every time a new case is identified. Make sure you comply with any local restrictions on travel, movement, or large gatherings. Cooperate with the CDC will reduce the efforts and your risk of catching and spreading this infection. COVID-19 outbreaks can be contained and transmission stopped, as it's been shown in China and other countries. But unfortunately, new outbreaks can emerge rapidly. It's important to be aware of the situation where you are and intend to go to. The World Health Organization publishes these updates worldwide. And that's basically kind of like the who, what, where, when of COVID-19. But when you think about this particular disease, when it comes to food safety, can you become sick with the coronavirus or COVID-19 from food? Well, the USDA has on their website, USDA.gov, we're not aware of any reports at this time about a human illness that suggests that COVID-19 can be transmitted by food or food packaging. But it's always important to follow good hygiene practices, washing your hands, washing surfaces often, separating raw meat from other foods, cook to the right temperature, and refrigerate foods promptly when handling or preparing foods. The regular things that you do in the kitchen, do on your grills, the same old setup, making sure things are done properly. Are any meat products compromised by the coronavirus? Again, we're not aware of any reports at this time of human illnesses that suggest that it's being transmitted by food or food packaging. But again, following good hygiene practices when handling and preparing food, it's a definite. Now, can you get sick with COVID-19 from touching food, the food packaging, or food contact surfaces if the coronavirus was presented on it? There's no evidence of that either. But like other viruses, it is possible that the virus that causes COVID-19 can survive on surfaces or objects. For that reason, it's critical to follow the four key steps of food safety: clean, separate, cook, and chill. Again, people, this is a special edition podcast. just letting you guys know the seriousness is the serious. Got tongue tied there. The seriousness of the things that is going on right now. We definitely want to be mindful and be aware of the things that's going on as regards to your area. I don't know if a lot of you, since this outbreak occurred, man, you go in the grocery stores and you see a social media, and I'll talk with family, friends, and other workers about it. I can't tell you the last time I seen hand sanitizer, bleach, tissue, paper towels, things of that nature just cleared off the shelves. I can't tell you the last time I've ever seen something like that. And there's rumor. This isn't true, so I'm just putting this out there. You know, there's things going around via social media, or he say, she say, oh, we might get quarantined. So people are clearing the shelves of food. Do you not go grocery shopping every week? Why are you waiting now to want to go and pick up all of these food? Man, they clearing out the beer and the liquor section too. Seriously? Seriously. Making sure you stock with your dry goods and things of that nature. Of course, if you don't have to go out, don't go out. When it comes to your older ones, making sure they're safe and sound. Making sure they're the things that they need as regards to food, healthcare, things like that. Making sure they are safe and sound. Because, of course, like the information said, they're at high risk. Clean, clean, clean. You can't express that enough. If you got a taste for something, there's nothing wrong with going out, grabbing the materials you need, and cooking it at home yourself or grilling it at home yourself. I'm a firm believer in, hey, what I don't have to pay for, I'd rather make it myself, because I know what I'm putting in there and I know what I'm doing with it, and I can do it to my liking and my tasting. You don't know what's been touched on these surfaces, or if certain restaurants you may like to try, or you haven't been to, I want to go there, I want to see what they like. You still have to be careful in that aspect, y'all. I remember a chef I used to work for years ago, when I first started really, really learning how to get down in the kitchen. He always told me, hey, would you eat at this restaurant? I'm like, yeah, that food look good. Have you ever thought about the health score? I'm like, what about it? It's a 70-something. He said, don't eat there. I'm like, why? If you go in a restaurant and look at that health score, and it's not a 85, 90 or above, you need to really, really need to pay attention to what that health score says. And I'm like, why? He said, it could be one simple thing that an employee or even the owner may have forgotten to do. You could have took something out of walk-in and you wanted to restock on something, but you left it on the counter. Health inspector comes in. That's been sitting out. I don't know how long it's been sitting out there. That's 10 points taken off. Messes up your health score. But it can be something simple as not washing your hands that can mess up your health score. And who knows how or what type of germs or infections or bacteria or things of that nature that can spread from what you're eating. We don't know, but things do happen. So if you can make it yourself, buy the stuff and make it yourself. I can't stress enough, hygiene and cleanliness is of the utmost importance when you're grilling and when you're cooking. Sometimes you can't trust everybody that cooks. Not everybody can cook to your liking and how you like things to be cooked unless you've cooked with them before. You know of a certain location or people's cooking. You gotta be mindful. We can go on and on and on and on as regards to what we should and shouldn't do. If you're out and about, be mindful of when you're cooking and you're using gloves, those things, and making sure you change your gloves. Every time you change your gloves, make sure you wash your hands, sanitize, soap and water. My wife taught me, and my grandbaby, the ABC method. That's about is 20 seconds worth of singing and soaping and washing your hands to the point where it's going to be thoroughly clean from the regulation standards. Hey, you may be a big kid saying it, but at least your hands are going to be clean thoroughly. And of course, sanitize it, making sure all your surfaces is clean, your fruits and vegetables and meats and things of that nature is you're taking care of before you cook it, during the cooking process, your temperatures, things of that nature. Just taking the proper steps to make sure you, your household, your family and friends, your friends that love the grill, whatever the case may be, just making sure you guys are safe and sound. worst case come the worst, making sure your pantry and things of that nature is fully stocked, because we don't know what's going to happen in the long run, how long this may last. If it lasts long, you definitely want to be prepared. Speaking of that, I need to get some more charcoal because they got them bags on sale. But anyways, you still want to make sure you're thoroughly prepared as regards to you, your household, those who are around you, everything. So I'm going to send you guys out. You know, this Max Smokey Barbecue. You know, guys, please be safe and clean in every aspect and all that you do. Make sure family, friends, and everybody around you is good. Make sure your things are stocked. Just, again, make sure everybody is safe and sound. Please look forward to our second episode. It's definitely going to be dealing with appetizers. I'm just going to say it's going to be a fun, wonderful episode. So please look forward to that. Before I go, I'm going to leave you guys on a high note. I usually do something retarded, silly, or a crazy poem. But I'm going to leave y'all on a good note. Before this coronavirus, I'd always cough to cover a fart. But now, I fart to cover a cough. I'll holler at y'all later. Max Smokey Barbecue, Grill and Chill Podcast. Y'all be safe.